President Obama has arrived in Japan at the beginning of an Asian tour in which US allies are looking for assurances in their territorial disputes with China. In an interview with a Japanese newspaper, President Obama said the US would oppose any attempt to undermine Japan's administration of the disputed Senkaku or Diaoyu Islands in the East China Sea. The Chinese Foreign Ministry was quick to object, saying the US should keep its promise not to take sides in the dispute. President Obama will have dinner with the Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, and hold further discussions on Thursday.
Well, I'm not entirely sure because all the international relationship is changing today. And the Japanese constitution, if you read the constitution itself, it is sort of extremely pacifist. Therefore, I think there is a need for Japan to adjust the constitution to the need of the world. For instance, Japan dispatched peacekeeping operations, but yet their use of weapons is extremely limited. It doesn't make much sense for the peacekeeping operations, which has been decided by the United Nations. So there is indeed a need for an adjustment to the constitution. But at the same time, there is a perception in the foreign countries that Prime Minister Abe is nationalist, conservative. Therefore, there has been some misunderstanding. I think in substance, what Prime Minister Abe is pursuing is not that extreme. I think this is more or less adjusting everything to the need of the day.
Let's talk about China. President Obama is not visiting China on this trip, but of course the relationship between the US and Beijing is critical, not least in the context of the region where the East and South China Seas are potential flashpoints for conflict. What's the view from Tokyo with regard to that?
I think there is a strong concern on the part of Japan that China may be using its physical force to change the status quo of the day. Unilateral measures are being introduced by China in relation to South China Sea or East China Sea.